From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting in the largest transfer so far. 15 prisoners at the U.S. military prison in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, have been released to the United Arab Emirates. The release of a dozen Yemeni nationals and three Afghans leaves 61 detainees at Guantanamo as the Obama administration tries to close the facility before it leaves office in January. An administration official overseeing the closure said its continued operation weakens U.S. national security, drains resources, damages relationships with other nations, and emboldens extremists. Our Nicholas Pellerino, visiting professor at Georgetown University, questions the administration's position.
I understand President Obama's ideas about what Guantanamo Bay is doing to damage U.S. credibility around the world. But you have to contrast that point to many of our leaders believe that we are at war with the jihadist movement around the world.
A leading Republican lawmaker, Congressman Ed Royce, denounced the move, saying it puts American lives at risk. But an Amnesty International spokesperson said keeping it open gives cover to foreign governments to ignore human rights. Zambia's President Edgar Lungu Monday was declared winner of Thursday's election against opposition candidate Hakainde Hichilema, whose party denounced the outcome as fraudulent. Spokesman Jack Mwimbu said the Electoral Commission ignored their claims.
We made several representations to them. They never listened to us.
The party plans to appeal to the country's constitutional court. The commission said Mr. Lungu won just over 50% of the vote, avoiding a second-round runoff. Hichilema received just under 48%. Mr. Lungu defeated Hichilema in a snap election called last year. This is VOA News.